A suspect's in custody in the murders of a Minnesota state senator and her husband. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
They say they found a list of more than 50 possible targets, including lawmakers and abortion rights advocates and clinics.
Another state lawmaker and his wife were wounded. Iran's fired a new wave of missile attacks on Israel. At least five people have been killed. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
A ballistic missile from Iran carries a 2,000-pound warhead, and some of these have been able to evade Israeli defenses and crash into heavily populated areas with deadly consequences.
Israel says it's achieved air superiority over Tehran. Shohei Ohtani will be on the mound for the first time since August 2023 at tonight's game against the Padres. L.A. manager Dave Roberts.
It's great for the game. It's good for our team. Our guys are excited about this potential. And obviously, most important, I'm excited for Shohei.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Authorities have caught the shooter who assassinated a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and shot another lawmaker and his wife. Some Wisconsin lawmakers have left their homes for their own safety after being named on the shooter's so-called hit list. Savannah Tome Olson has the story.
Officials say Vance Bolter impersonated a police officer early Saturday morning in order to kill Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. Authorities say he also shot Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, who have had surgery and are reportedly in stable condition. Authorities allegedly found a manifesto of sorts, which listed dozens of Democratic lawmakers he wanted to target. And a source confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 11 Wisconsin lawmakers were on that list. CNN reports Bolter's LinkedIn page shows he attended Cardinal Stritch University in Fox Point from 2008 to 2016. At least one of his cars was found in Faxon, Minnesota, which is about a 90-minute drive west of the Wisconsin border. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Gas prices fell 2.8 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 8.2 cents lower than a month ago and over 33 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say drivers should expect prices to increase. Israel and Iran are trading attacks, which has caused oil prices to surge to multi-month highs. Gas prices could rise by 10 to 20 cents, and diesel could jump 15 to 25 cents in the days ahead. Gas Buddy officials say the situation in the Middle East has the potential to worsen at any moment. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.79 to $2.89 per gallon. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the four-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
Tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Rhys Hoskins got bean. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench, Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Brewers, man, there's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's throwing at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls high school softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their fourth state division title in the last 5 years.
It hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Could be some locally heavy rain. Our low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms with a high upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know,
and give us a few bucks.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by Matt Rothschild. We go deep on book banning in Florida. Did you read Judy Blume? Did you like it? Well, Florida kids won't be able to read it anymore. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Right on time. There we go.
Look at it. Ross, Wisconsin on Civic Media. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, this doesn't look like my Lake Wissota studio at all, Parker.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't feel like it, let me tell you.
It's low, not even close. But, you know, here we are somewhere on the prairies of Saskatchewan, complete with, you know, prairie dogs popping in and out around here. And John and Gordy joining us from our Madison station as well. In A1, Parker's in A2, and we've explained that story before, but it's going to be worth explaining again this time. John and Gordy, you hearing me okay?
We can hear you.
Yes. Okay. All yep. right. So tell me, I've heard Parker's version. Tell me the story now of how you guys chased away my 7:30 guest.
Well,
we were on the air.
That was interesting.
And a person started wandering into the station.
As one does, yes.
You know. And was, you know, and so he just continued to wander for a couple of
minutes.
He was
patiently waiting, and we thought that maybe we had double booked. And that's how we approached it, as a double book.
Yeah. So when
we apologized,
we went into a commercial break and started talking to him, and we didn't know who he was. He didn't know who he had talked to be on the air. We thought, you know, maybe our previous producer Sam had booked him, and we didn't get the word.
I like how this is everything about this says, you know, Luke booked this guy. And so I'm putting this all on Mathers right now. Yeah. Mathers should have been there to hold his hand and walk him down to that broom closet where it's not obvious that there is an A2 to go along with the palatial A1. So I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. You know, live radio.
We freaked out and we're apologizing to you. Oh, right, no, you're on the air.
No apology needed there. You never apology needed if you bring a good story. And that, guys, that's a good story. I like
good
that.
Story, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I hope you can rebook him at some future date.
You know, I got to rebook a flight so I can get out of Canada here, you know, first before I can get to you. So, we got a one step at a time. And again, it's Jeff Mandel from Law Forward, good guy, good group. No doubt that they will be back. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here as well to talk about the forecast. It's a sunny, partly cloudy morning up here on the prairies of Saskatchewan where again, It got really warm yesterday. But Brittany, what does the picture look like for Wisconsin today?
You know, before I get to that, I have a question for you, though, Pat. Up in Canada, yes. How's that wildfire smoke?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. It was not great on Friday and Saturday, but it was pretty much gone on Sunday because, I mean, you've seen the maps and you see how the smoke gets grabbed by the wind and kind of rounds the bend and then pours into Wisconsin and Minnesota and places like that. So Saskatchewan, or where Regina is, it's like due south of the fires, but the way the wind was blowing, you weren't getting as much smoke. And now today there's not a smoke problem at all, but they will tell you the fires are still a major problem up there. You know, we think of it as like uninhabited, you know, maybe some Eskimos have a summer home there, but no, there are actually a lot of folks living up there that are losing homes. How's the smoke situation better down there yet?
Oh, it's trying to. There, this morning we were still at moderate levels, but a lot of the places up north were getting much better. So we're getting there. Goodness, that's scary, though, to think about and to be so close to as well.
Right. So what do we got around Wisconsin now?
So right now we're waking up to temperatures at about 52 degrees in Superior, 70 right now in La Crosse, which that is warmer than the north got all weekend long. So we are warming up all across the state today. Highs making it to about 80 to 85 degrees. It's muggy. It's getting sticky. It's getting humid. We've got a little bit of light rain rolling through southern parts of the state. A few showers and storms expected to pop up this afternoon. And then a major line wanting to roll through this evening, starting northwest and pushing through the entire state through late tonight and overnight. Now, of course, as this storm starts, probably around 4 to 6 o'clock or so far northwest, it's going to be in its worst situation where we could see some large hail, damaging high wind gusts, and a tornado or two is possible. Can't rule that out. So pay attention when they start to spark up around Minneapolis and they push in towards western Wisconsin. That's, of course, where they're going to be the strongest. But as they move into central Wisconsin, they should be weakening. And off into eastern Wisconsin by Lake Michigan, they're pretty much going to ease up and dissipate there. But those will be moving through overnight, late tonight, and more are expected again tomorrow as that heat and humidity sticks here with us.
It would help if I took myself off mute where there I was trying to have some coffee here. My friend's up here in Regina. The one is a native of Saskatchewan, she is, but her husband is from London originally. Doesn't drink coffee, nothing but tea. And so look, they tried to make coffee for me, but they only had these little teeny espresso cups for the coffee.
Pinky up.
Which has there's definitely some tea in there. Nobody should drink tea early in the morning, but we'll give it our best. Brittany, thank you so much. I hope to talk to you from normal circumstances tomorrow.
Absolutely. Safe travels back.
Whatever the heck those are. So we noted in today's history lesson that it was on this day in 1980 that the original Blues Brothers movie came out. If you take a look behind John and Gordy on social media, you see one of the original promo posters for the Blues Brothers, or at least that's the way it kind of looks here with these two handsome dudes in their sunglasses. John and Gordy, what's the story on that? Did you guys have a cameo role, or what's with the promo photo there? I think we lost their muted
audio.
Let's see. Now we're going to ask Dom to turn up their microphones so that we can hear them again. Hey, there we go.
We'll see.
Here. Look at this. We're watching Dom now race into the studio. Small. Oh, I know. It's like having mimes on the radio, you know?
It's exactly what you want on radio is mimes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. They're stuck in a box now. Oh, and they've...
And now they're just gone.
Locked out.
Oh, geez.
Well, I think we've... Clearly, John and Gordy have had enough of this.
Yes.
these are talented, large market individuals that do not need to be spending time with a guy who can't even get out of Saskatchewan, you know, to run a radio show. But we do see that they are trying to pop on again, so that'll be nice. So let me set up what we're going to do after we're done talking with John and Gordy for this half hour. It's at that point that I have to depart for the airport and hopefully get out of here today, and then be back in Chippewa Falls tomorrow with you for another edition of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, formerly Up North News Radio, where we will talk about the news of the day. The news of today has been honestly pretty sad, and so we haven't spent nearly as much time dwelling on it because... not just for the sadness, but again, the redundancy. We've been thinking about this all weekend, the murder of a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband, and the shooting of another Minnesota lawmaker and his wife. The suspect was arrested late yesterday, and you know, based on his extensive history, it appears to be continuing this string of right-wing political violence, which is becoming far too normal in this country. And I guess we can only hope that justice is done for him, and that in doing so, it will, you know, prevent any other possibilities where people think that this is going to be normal in America. I worry about it, though, because we've managed to normalize school shootings. It would have seemed to me after Columbine, this nation would have moved heaven and earth to do something about the gun problem in this country. And instead... there's been no shortage of Americans who get elected to office and say to you with a straight face, it's not that, it's a mental health problem. And yet the Joint Finance Committee this week in the legislature cut mental health funding for schools. So we have a lot of work to do to cover the news of the situation. But again, we'll cover more of that tomorrow when hopefully things are more back to normal. Not what this is, which is poor Johnny Gordy.
Can you hear us now?
Around. Yeah,
can you hear us?
Now I can hear you just fine again. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show, John and Gordy, after a long, long absence. Yes, sir.
I have a question for you. First of all, why are you in Canada, and why is your graphics say you're stranded there? Why did you go to Canada in the first place, and why are you stranded?
We have some dear friends up here just outside of Regina, Saskatchewan. We actually met them during our 3 years living in the Caribbean on Grand Cayman. And Sherry was working down there as an OBGYN. I was working at the TV station. She was an OBGYN, and her pediatrician was originally from London. He met a girl who was originally from Regina. They got married, and we came back from Grand Cayman back to Wisconsin, and she came back to Regina with a husband from London in tow. And that's so now, instead of visiting them on an island, we have to come up here on the tundra to come see them.
What a difference.
So that's our convoluted thing of how we got there. Okay. Going to be a quick weekend visit. No problem. We get in, we get out, nothing to it. Unless, of course, the plane doesn't start. And apparently the airline up here in Canada, not known for having a lot of spare planes lying around. So we have to hope that this thing heads over to Barney's garage and is fixed in time for a flight this morning instead. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it because I can tell in other people when I was sending messages like, oh, way to extend your vacation. I'm like, you know what? If I were going to extend a vacation, it wouldn't have been through all the stuff we went through yesterday, only to have this little sip of interesting tasting coffee.
Yeah, yeah. That is the smallest cup I've ever seen. Do they have nice diners up there? And
oh yeah, they do. They have food? Yep, they have great food. Oh, can we talk about the poutine for a second?
Please. Yes.
No, if we do, I'll never leave. It's how is poutine not invented in Wisconsin? It's cheese curds.
Yes.
It's gravy. It's French fries. I do not understand how this wasn't invented in Madison or, you know, Wisconsin Dells or something like that. Canada, you did right by our cheese curds.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it should be a big thing down here too. Why didn't we absorb some of that down here in Wisconsin?
I know.
So close.
We're just so focused on making sure it squeaks just right that we forgot there's ways to serve it up warm and delicious. So,
you might remember one of the politicians at the state capitol, a Republican, wanted to take butter off our tables.
Oh my gosh.
You remember they wanted to repeal that law that required butter on every table in a restaurant in Wisconsin.
Sacrilege. Just absolute
unbelievable.
Sacrilege. Jeez.
I know.
How was your guys' weekend?
Good.
It was
Gordy
good.
Attended the protest down here, the No Kings protest.
Yeah, and it was well attended, about 15,000 people in the state capitol area and up to the library mall. And they had a women's march before the protest that happened at the capitol. And everything was very peaceful. In fact, it was kind of a festive atmosphere. Didn't see any signs of any trouble. I don't think there were any problems with it. And it was well attended. And it was all good.
15,000, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And then the other thing that you had in some communities was you actually had a pride march that was going on. And then in some cases, they kind of, you know, merged at some point to become more of a larger rally. And as we were talking earlier in the last hour and hearing from an organizer of one of the Eau Claire protests, they were talking about how refreshing it was to see that there were people, Republicans or fiscal conservatives, who said, you know, this is not the kind of world that we want to live in, where we've normalized things that should not be normalized, and that people wanted to come together and say, we can do better than this.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's such a strange thing to see the military on our streets.
Yeah.
And the normalization of putting the military on our streets.
Yeah, it was, and it shouldn't be, and I think that really sent a statement this weekend that people would protest that way instead of trying to disrupt what was happening in D.C. So for folks along in the network, a local update is next for some of you. For the rest of you hanging here, we're going to talk more with John and Gordy, and then in our next half hour, Parker will be talking to author Laura Bird, and that's all coming to you from, well, I used to say the heart of America's up north, but the Canadian from the heart of Canada's up north, up here on the prairies. Thanks for making this a place to spend part of your mornings. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Help strike out hunger. The Rafters and United We Can are partnering together for the annual Canned Food Drive, Tuesday, June 17th. Teams are invited to build sculptures out of canned goods at Winterfield. Bring two non-perishable food items to the ticket office May 26th to June 17th to receive a bleacher ticket to any Rafter game. And don't forget to vote for your favorite food sculpture. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Winterfield in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball and the United Way Can Drive.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area, and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog-friendly, but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this June 13th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. Welcoming into the studio, our friend Maggie Molesky. Did I get that right?
Molesky? You did get
it right. Oh, good. It's been a while, so I want to make sure. Maggie, it's good to see you. It's been too long. How have you been?
I have been great. How about yourself?
Doing good, doing good. We're enjoying the summer around here and having some fun with a bunch of different events and things going on. And speaking of, we have got some great events to highlight today with our Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. And a big shout out to them and thank you to them and the whole team over there. And appreciate you being here to be able to kind of like, for us to really take our time with some of these. We try to highlight a lot of events going on in our morning show and that. And I just feel like we'd never have enough time. So it's great to have you in studio and to be able to focus on some of this. Where do you want to begin, though? I didn't know where to begin. You got so much going on.
Well, I'm mostly about Cranberry Blossom Fest.
Right, right.
Okay. So the Blossom Fest event is always the third weekend of June, which is absolutely fabulous because you can just go third week. There we go.
Make your plans.
Make
and all
your
that.
Plans. Yeah. It's going to happen. So this year we have 17 individual events.
Wow.
Although it goes 4 days, and some of those events run 3 days, some run 2 days, some only run for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But if you get yourself a brochure, handy-dandy brochure, we've got them out at a lot of different places, the Convention and Visitors Bureau down on 2nd Street would probably be your best bet to get one. But keep it near and dear. Mm-hmm. And mark off the things that you want to go to.
So I've said this for years, and I mean this with nothing but love and respect to every event that happens in our area. I do believe this is Wisconsin Rapids' signature event. I think this is the event that really brings so many people to our community. And I say this in part as a bit of a transplant, me and my family coming here about 20 some years ago and everything, mm-hmm. and really getting to see this almost from a third perspective over the years, seeing this event. When my family and I were first in town here, we loved so many different things about the water ski show tournament and different things that we were first really getting to know. And then this happened and we're like, whoa, we didn't know that you could fit this many people in this town. And since then, it's been that way. This event only gets bigger and more popular, and it's something that really does bring so many, such a wide range of ages and different types of people to our community. We got a lot of great events, but most of those are kind of like, well, if you love water skiing, you're going to come up for the water ski tournament, maybe not if you don't like it. Whereas with this event, there is literally something for everybody, every age range, friends, family. There's nothing you can't have fun with this event. It is our signature event.
Exactly. And that's what we strive for. We want to make it family friendly, even though there's one or two things that, you know, the kids may not want to go to. Mm-hmm. They could come. It's still family friendly. It's not like it's not. But like I said, the 17 events, we go, we have a brand new one this year. It's called Dive into the World of Whales.
I'm so glad you want to talk about this. I'm so excited about this.
And it's hosted by Encourage and the City of Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to happen at the zoo. You're going to step inside a 65-foot life-size inflatable whale.
Yeah.
And journey the world of whales.
Yeah, yeah.
How much fun is that?
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I mean, I can already see the lines of kids just getting excited.
Oh, and I should warn everybody, I will be there. I'm going to be in line. Even if it's just me and a bunch of eight-year-olds, I'm going to be there. This is so cool. It's such an interesting thing.
I'm going to be there, too.
Right on. Good.
I'm very excited about that.
A big appreciation to Encourage the Helen Mead Fund for doing this. They were just in the other day, and we were talking about some of these things. A big shout-out to them, and certainly to the zoo hosting this and having it really fun part of this. And I just thought of something, and I apologize in that beginning here. You know, if you are new to the area or if you are new to the Cranberry Blossom Fest, this is a big part of what I love about this event is it's not necessarily in one set location and you have these certain things going on at that location. Nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to have a community signature event, you want the whole community involved.
Exactly.
And you're going to hear Meg and I talking about that, where your different locations and different things going on during this event, during these times that really help celebrate our whole area.
Absolutely. The one thing that's great about the Cranberry Blossom Festival, I'm the president of the board. That's all I do. Each one of these events is run by its own group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So if somebody is running the Dairy Berry Breakfast, that's their deal. Mm. You know, they make sure that it runs well. Plus, they get the proceeds from it,
right?
Okay, to help their group. This year, the Grand Rapids Lions Club has taken over the Dairy Berry Breakfast. I think this is their second year.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's out at Lincoln High School on Friday morning. So, you know, absolutely get to that. It's a great, great breakfast.
Yes, yeah.
You know.
And that's a great point, a great thing to bring up as well about this. And another reason why I call it a signature event, I feel pretty confident there's nothing that brings in the economic impact that these couple of days do for especially for businesses out there that may not see this kind of traction, this kind of traffic as often.
Right.
It's really important for those aspects too, and wonderful for our area too. It's something that this area does better than most, I believe, in having a good time for a good cause. You know.
Absolutely.
Is it really, really?
Absolutely. It's just a lot of fun. I mean, you know, there's a Berry Fest raffle that the Lioness run. It's ongoing already. You'll see them at Ace Hardware. You'll see them at the IGAs. You'll see them all over the place selling their raffle tickets. And again, they're raising money for the Lioness's programs.
Yeah.
So that's how it works. The Material Girls Quilt Show.
Yeah.
Growing by...
I heard that, yeah.
It's really growing. They, You know, they started out at one place. They ended up at Assumption High School now. It seems to be a great fit for them.
How cool is that?
They have a record number of quilts already this year to be shown.
That's impressive.
With just a lot of other fun things to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just going in and walking around and looking at quilts. You might see somebody creating a quilt. Yeah. You know, they've in the past, I'm not sure that he's going to be there this year. I kind of hope so. There was a group that would fix your sewing machine.
Yeah. Yeah. How awesome that is.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. While millions gathered for No Kings rallies across the country, Wisconsin Rapids saw several hundred people on the East Riverview Expressway on Saturday for the event, pushing back against the Trump administration.
No Kings Day is Flag Day, and I think it's time that the good people of the United States take back the meaning of the American flag.
Several were surprised by the number of people who came out for the rally.
I am greatly surprised, but I'm so happy that there are this many people who feel the same that I feel.
Organizers estimated that well over 300 people attended, making this the largest gathering of protesters in Wisconsin Rapids since groups started demonstrating at that location in mid-March. People were there for a variety of reasons.
No kings, no crowns, and stop funneling our money to billionaires and put it back in Social Security, Veterans Affairs, and children programming where it belongs.
Third Congressional District candidate Emily Berge described the emotion of the event.
I think there's anger, there's solidarity, there's people are nervous, there's fear, but there's also joy. You know, and I think that's what draws people in, is to be with each other and to have fun even. You know, there's music playing, just a lot of togetherness.
A small group of counter-protesters joined the crowd during the last hour of the rally.
That sign is, we said we'd rather vote for a felon than a, I'm not going to say the word out loud because.
Her group of six were there in support of the Trump administration. Kathleen Blevins shared what they were standing up for.
We the people own the government of the United States. It doesn't belong to the government. It's a government that was created by the people for the people, and we believe in that. That's what we believe in.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis learned a lot from his uncle, George Wendt. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, actor, writer, producer Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, told Ted Danson that Sudeikis found out about his uncle's death while in the writer's room at Ted Lasso, then added that they matched tears with laughter by watching compilations of George Wendt as Norm. Orlando Bloom is alive and well after his surgery. No reason to panic, Bloom fans. The actor had elective surgery, which was a blood filtering procedure to remove microplastics or forever chemicals from his blood. The procedure is only available at one clinic in London, according to Collider. If you're thinking about checking out this procedure, just know that it costs 10 grand. Let's be honest, most of us will just have to cross our fingers and hope that having Tupperware in our blood isn't as bad as experts say. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Could be some locally heavy rain. Our low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms with a high upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night, I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin.
I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the news from over the weekend and wrap it up with audio sorbet and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I am not the aforementioned Pat Kreitlow. He is hopefully en route to the airport so he can return stateside from our friends in the Great North. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Pat for this final half hour here on a Monday morning of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the Civic Media Radio Network. Author Laura Bird is with us now, and this time around, for your summer reading recommendation, she's going to help us understand memoirs. They're not the same as autobiographies, which I learned just recently, so I, in my mind, very similar, but you're going to tell us about the difference in the characteristics and give us several examples you might want to pick up for your next addition to your nightstand, your beach bag, or your bookshelf. Laura Bird, welcome to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Thank you. It is awesome to be here in studio.
Yes, yes. Great. You're joining us in studio. We are thrilled to have you. Pat was looking forward to having you in the studio for the first time for this conversation, and I kind of get to steal his thunder. So
it's great to be here.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's excellent to have you with us. And so autobiographies versus memoirs, picking it up for the summer reading list. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about what makes the two different?
Sure. Let me start by saying I'm so happy to be talking about memoirs because it is one of my favorite genres. You know, I think in life, we all go through tough times. We all go through difficulties. And sometimes we feel really alone in those. But when you pick up a book and you open up the pages, you find that there are so many other people that have been through similar experiences. Mm-hmm. And it's very comforting in a way, I think, to find that sense of validation and even a sense of community, if you will. In fact, James Baldwin, a novelist, once said, "You think your pain and your heartbreak are unprecedented in the history of the world, but then you read." So yet another reason. Yeah, it is. It's yet another reason why I love reading so much. But to answer your question, I think readers sometimes get autobiographies and memoirs mixed up. So I want to just start there.
Okay.
Whereas autobiographies and other nonfiction titles emphasize facts, memoirs, which is the French word for memory or reminisce, focus on personal experience and emotional truth. So writers of memoirs kind of get a chance to play with their memories in order to tell an engaging story. And for this reason, memoirs are not really bound to traditional expectations around chronology and factual accuracy, okay, like autobiographies and other nonfiction books are. So it's a little more creative, a little more
leeway there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got to keep that in mind.
Yeah. And I was asking you this morning because the first thing that came to mind, the closest thing that I've read recently was Storyteller by Dave Grohl, who was the drummer for Nirvana and then the frontman for the Foo Fighters.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't know. Is this a memoir or is this an autobiography? And so, yeah, you in fact told me memoir.
Yeah. If he wrote it, and I have not read that one, I've heard great things about it, but I think there is a lot of creative leeway there. So I would make that, I would call that a memoir, which is a great segue because I feel like when you're reading memoirs, there's sort of two types in general of memoirs. You get the celebrity memoir, which is what we're talking about, right? And then we get the memoir written by kind of the everyday person, which is what I'm going to talk about today.
Okay.
But,
and folks, if you're just joining us, we're with Laura Bird, author, giving us some recommendations for your summer reading list. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Pat is heading towards the airport, going to be returning to the United States. I am Luke Mathers, filling in for Pat for this final half hour of the show. So you've got some recommendations for those everyday kind of memoirs for the summer reading list.
I do. Do you want me to tell you really quick, if you love a celebrity memoir, and maybe some of your listeners do, in 2025, there are some very famous people coming out with their tell-alls, and I'm not really going to talk about them today, but Tina Knowles, Chelsea Handler, Jeremy Renner, Brooke Shields, Bill Gates, Margaret Atwood, Joe Piscopo, and Cher all have that's books coming out this year. Yes. It's a
okay.
long list.
So that's going to be maybe a subject for another morning.
Maybe, yes.
But this morning, you've got a couple of recommendations for memoirs written by everyday people. And this first one, if you've ever had someone in your life or yourself touched by cancer or been terminally ill, what do we have in store for the readers here?
We have Rehearsals for Dying, Digressions on Love and Cancer by Ariel Gore. And I know this is all heavy stuff for Monday morning.
That's a heavy place to start.
It's heavy, but this is reality, right?
And we're all a relatable topic. Yes, because if you yourself have not been touched by this subject, there's undoubtedly somebody in your life that has been.
Absolutely. So Ariel Gore's wife, Dina, steps out of the shower one day and says, "Does my breast look weird?" And it does, in fact, look weird. And she is ultimately diagnosed with terminal breast cancer. But with empathy and a lot of humor, Ariel braids Dina's experiences of being sick with her own role as caretaker. And so it's a really heartbreaking and hopeful story.
And hopefully for folks that are going through a similar situation with that and don't know how to either navigate that world or they're looking for some connection for somebody else that has gone through that, an excellent story to be able to relate to.
That's why we read memoirs, right? You can see kind of how people find their sense of resolve, what strategies they use. I mean, there's a lot of courage that goes into writing books like this.
A lot of courage and a lot of love, which I think is a good segue for the next one as well. Do you need a reminder that love is much greater than the narrow ideals we've been taught to want?
Yes, such a great question. Read Love in Exile by Sean Fay. So Sean is a trans woman, and she grew up consumed with the idea that love was not for her. Romantic love and also self-love. And so you can imagine that these feelings like erupted in a lot of really destructive behavior. So now as an adult, she confronts this idea of lovelessness and really believes that it's symptomatic of bigger problems in our culture.
Okay.
So really great book.
All right. And that is number two recommendation from author Laura Bird, who is with us here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And we've got some excellent if you're watching us on the live streams for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, you can check out Laura's holding up the covers as well for the pieces here in the studio. And up next, we have the question for listeners. Do you have issues around foot and body image?
Food and body image.
Or food, excuse me.
Yeah. So read Hunger, A Memoir of My Body by Roxane Gay. So as a woman who describes her own body as wildly undisciplined, which I think is such a great phrase, Roxane Gay really understands the tension between desire and denial. And so in Hunger, in this new memoir, she writes about food, weight, self-image, and really learning how to feed her hunger while also learning how to take care of herself.
Yeah. And again, a topic that I think there's folks out there in our lives, if not ourselves, people that we know, and an excellent opportunity to be able to read that memoir and really relate to somebody else's story.
Absolutely.
And so up next, we've got, do you want to know more about neurodiversity and how people see the world through different lenses?
Great, great subject. You need to read Normally Weird and Weirdly Normal, My Adventures in Neurodiversity by Robin Ince. So Robin kind of reminds us all that no matter how weird we are or how weird we feel, it's okay to be different. So he's a British broadcaster and comedian, and he's entertained thousands of people in his career. But underneath the surface, he's struggled with self-doubt and near constant anxiety. And he's diagnosed with ADHD at the age of 52.
Wow.
So pretty, you know, later in life. Mm-hmm. And suddenly he needs to figure out how to turn his stumbling blocks into stepping stones. So this is a really quirky and witty dive into the world of human behavior.
And I think I can attest myself as somebody that's been on this side of the microphone, been behind the microphone, feelings like that are definitely present amongst broadcasters. So that I may have to bump that one up to the top of my summer reading list. Folks, you are listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I am Luke Mathers filling in for Pat. He is hopefully going to be with us again tomorrow morning on a Tuesday morning edition of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here across the Civic Media Radio Network. I am joined right now in studio by author Laura Bird. We're discussing some of the memoirs that she has put together for us in a list to add for your summer reading list, talking to everyday individuals, though. These stories, mm-hmm. not necessarily celebrity memoirs, but memoirs written that you can relate to going about your life, especially asking these questions. Have you ever grieved a miscarriage yeah. or the loss of someone yeah. that you love?
This is a tough one. So you need to read Firstborn by Lauren Christensen. So Lauren gets pregnant with a daughter that she and her husband named Simone, only Simone is never born. And Lauren loses her through miscarriage and then comes home from the hospital, you know, racked with grief, understandably, and literally starts writing her memoir. So right then and there. So she writes in this like fierce, intimate style, and she poses a really big, tough question. How do we live when everyone who makes up our world will someday be gone?
And a very powerful question. Mm-hmm. And I think the self-reflection and the journey that you can go on yeah. With Lauren on that one, it seems very, very powerful.
Absolutely.
And so we also have memoirs written for individuals that have given acts mm-hmm. of service.
Yes.
So are you a military veteran or are you a military veteran who's a woman?
Mm-hmm.
And this one, this title, Laura?
Yeah. Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, a veteran's memoir by Khadija Queen. This one is getting a lot of hype this year.
Okay.
So it's the late 1990s and a young Khadija Queen is recruited to join the U.S. Navy while working a minimum wage job and really trying to manage her family's substance abuse problems. So things are pretty tough for her. So she's excited to go into the Navy. You know, she completes her grueling training, boards her ship, and she finds herself in even more traumatic situations because she has to deal with sexual harassment, racism, and some really demeaning labor assignments. So this is her masterful chronicle about survival and autonomy.
And again, situations that everyday folks are navigating, but may not necessarily have the words mm-hmm. to fully understand the experiences they themselves have had. And memoirs like these, very, very powerful tools in folks being able to reflect and think deeply about yeah. what these subjects are truly trying to tackle.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so maybe the next question we have for this book would be mm-hmm. maybe you're questioning the path you're on and wondering if there's a different way to live.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this one.
Oh,
Laura.
So this is a good one. It's called A Change of Habit, Leaving Behind My Husband, Career, and Everything I Owned to Become a Nun by Sister Monica Claire. So surprisingly, this is actually a really funny memoir.
Okay.
It's soulful, funny. And it's about a chronic people pleaser who surprises everyone in her life and kind of herself too, when she abandons her career as a photo editor and leaves her marriage in order to join the convent.
That sounds like a pretty
yeah.
heavy subject to all bring some brevity to
yeah.
with comedy though.
Absolutely. So she really writes quite beautifully about the messiness that ensues when she finally stops and listens to that voice inside her head, calling her to a simpler, quieter life. So it's a great testimony about embracing our most authentic selves, even when it's hard and scary.
Okay. All right. And we got a couple more here.
Sure.
We've got recommendations from author Laura Bird. Add for memoirs to your summer reading list. Maybe you want to know what it's like to fight your way through poverty and still have a sense of humor on the other side. So another,
yes.
another comedic memoir,
yes.
or at least with some humor to it.
Yes, there's definitely humor here. And this book, Alligator Tears by Edgar Gomez, is getting a lot of buzz this year. So get your hands on this. In Florida, apparently, I grew up in Wisconsin, so mm-hmm. I didn't learn this. Okay. But apparently you're taught as a kid that if you're ever chased by a wild alligator, the only way to save yourself is to run away in zigzags.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I visited Orlando a couple times growing up as uh-huh. a kid, and that sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that is a lesson on survival that has guided much of author Edgar Gomez's life. And so in this funny, wicked smart memoir, he shares very ziggy-zaggy anecdotes of growing up working class, queer, and Latinx, and how he's attempted to claw his family out of poverty by any means necessary.
All right. Another excellent read to add to the summer reading list. We've got a couple more here. We're going to try to add them to the podcast notes because we're running short on time here, Laura. Again, we've been speaking with author Laura Bird here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I am Luke Mathers filling in for Pat. I know he's looking forward to the next time you're able to join him here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And we really appreciate you being here in the studio with us this morning, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
Up next, we got Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air coming up. to tease what is on her program with Greg Bach this morning. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitler.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Be a water-ready family this summer and keep your loved ones safe around water. Join the family at the SWC YMCA and learn from professionals how to become a better version of yourself while providing swimming lessons for young ones. The SWC YMCA is offering a summer special. Pay for the summer up front and they'll waive the new membership fee. Invest in yourself and your family and embark on your next summer adventure with confidence.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off,
and give us a few bucks.
Yes. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Yeah. There's so many great events going on every one of these days. I know that we wanted to put some focus on some of the, throughout as many events as we can, really, to be honest with you guys. But there are some stuff that is going on that is new, too. So just looking at newer events or things that are going to be a little bit different, want to remind people about some of those.
Wow.
Okay, it's a big question. It's a big statement. I just leave it out there for you. But
I have my cheat sheet. Yeah, good, we're doing good. Macmillan Concert Series.
Yeah.
The Daddy-O Jazz Band. It's definitely going to be there. I think that sounds absolutely wonderful. Yeah, Cinema Under the Stars, we've been doing for quite a few years, but it's obviously going to be a brand new movie. So.
Yeah, that and 20th anniversary of that.
Yes.
That's great.
Wow.
That's really cool. And it's hard to believe 20 years of that, too. That's a little.
I remember the first one, actually.
Oh, cool.
So, and it was on the street on Grand Avenue.
That part I'll never forget. I that brought me back to being in the city and stuff. I thought that was so cool the way that they laid that out. I really like the setup they have now and everything, but that was really in the early days, that was really cool to see that. Yep. And a great movie choice this year, The Wizard of Oz. That's a perfect one.
Yes, absolutely.
Not only family friendly and everything, but I think what's fun about movies like that is, you know, maybe you've seen it 100 times or whatever. You've never seen it like this. You've never seen it in this way. And there's something about seeing a movie like that that you've seen a bunch, but maybe that you're around kids that haven't seen it as much or something, right, that makes it a whole new experience. That's a perfect choice
Absolutely.
For a movie.
You know what? One of the things I remember about the first one is they had a local band of about 11, 12, 13-year-old boys. And all of those boys are still playing in bands around the state the country, actually.
Cool is that?
That's kind of neat.
That is. That's awesome.
So anyway, we can go on. I mean, Thursday opens the events. Thursday the 19th opens the events, and it kind of opens up with Lunch by the River. So Lunch by the River, they'll have some entertainment. They'll have the food trucks and everything. Of course, Cranberry Guide will be down there to greet and meet and greet everybody. So it's kind of the opening up. And then it moves right in, the dive into the world of whales. Actually, that's starting at 10:30. So,
right.
And do that first, come down to lunch, and then you can walk over to the Boys and Girls Club and do Chalk It Up with the Boys and Girls Club right in front of their building. So
I love involving the Boys and Girls Club. We love having them on the show here and everything. And the Chalk It Up events in general are always fun and well attended. And something where they and the kids get to feel involved with Cranberry Blossom Fest a little bit more. And you know, like they're a bigger part of it and stuff. And there's so many layers to something like that. Yes, it's a lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah. And it's excellent event.
Very excited, as always, to bring in the carnival. That's a big one too. People love the carnival, and it's just always fun to just know that carnivals are still a thing, and the kids still love them. I just, for me personally, I think that's cool.
Yep. I understand a couple new rides this year, so it'll be interesting. It always is. I love a carnival too. Of course, the carnival food is,
But we got plenty of great food all around town and all throughout the next couple of days with the Cranberry Blossom Fest. You're going to have plenty of opportunities for that.
Oh, absolutely.
And you mentioned Cinema Under Stars, the Aqua Ski or Water Ski Show. I did want to mention that as well.
Absolutely. This year they're doing a Talladega Nights. I've been out to their practices. The show's coming along nicely. That show during Cranberry Blossom Festival, they have found out, is one of the biggest ones, draws of the year. So
I believe it.
It's really a lot of fun. They are going to have, I think they're going to have a food truck. If not a food truck, at least the lemonade stand will be there for you.
Cool.
So there's that. That kind of rounds out, then Daddy-O Jazz Band at the end of that night kind of rounds out what's happening on Thursday. And on Friday, we go right into the Dairy Berry Breakfast. Got to start out your day with a good breakfast, and that's a great one. So,
yeah, it's going to give you the energy you're going to need for all these events all weekend. Yeah.
And then maybe run over to the Material Girls Quilt Show and then the carnival. There's a Kids Learn to Fish.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's a really fun idea, too.
That's on Saturday.
Oh, right.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Me too. I got excited about it. But I did want to mention, as far as wrapping up on Friday, Downtown on Tap from 5 to 9.
Absolutely.
Did I get that right? 8th annual? Has it already been the 8th? It's the 8th annual live music food. No cost to attend. They're going to have face painting around there, some food trucks, some beverages available. It's always a great time. That's a nice one. Downtown on Tap. Be sure to check that out on Friday, 5 to 9. Then Saturday, June 21st, other great events going on. Of course, the the Material Girls Show will be back doing their thing. And the Cranberry Blossom Festival Arts and Crafts Vendor Fair.
There we go.
It's a big one.
Yes, downtown. Absolutely. It's a great, great event. Lots of vendors, lots of food. Start out by going to the the farmer's market in the morning and just stay for the afternoon and check out all the vendors and all the neat food there, too.
One of my one of our favorite mantras here at the studios and in town here, really, is buying local, supporting local.
Absolutely.
And this, to me, is one of the when I say that phrase, it's one of the first things I think of is our vendors. Just, you know, people that we don't always think of with this stuff, but you're buying local and supporting local when it comes to these vendors anytime, whether it's the farmer's market or it's something like this. And any opportunity for those individuals to get their goods out there more and all that. Right. That's a big part of what this is all about, is by, you know, supporting each other and
yes.
supporting our community and our businesses and that. And it's a fun way to do that too, which is a really well done.
Yep. You know, another fun thing that's going to happen on Saturday, they're having an ice cream social.
Yeah.
The Historical Museum.
Shout out to Phil and the gang over there at the Historical Museum, because not only are they great, I tell Phil all the time, you are so good at this stuff, at the marketing and the coming up with ideas for things, the walk that they host, and this is another great throwback.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
That'll be from 1 to 3 on Saturday.
1 to 3 on okay. Saturday.
And it'll be taking place over at the Southwood County Historical Museum.
Yeah, so stop in and see the museum and have a delicious cranberry or a vanilla ice cream with cranberry syrup on it.
God,
sounds
that sounds
good to me.
Yes, it sounds so good right now. We mentioned that the Cranberry Blossom Festival Carnival will be continuing that on Saturday as well.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. At least 5 dead in Israel from overnight Iranian missile strikes. Israel claims it's hit the headquarters of an elite Iranian military unit. The BBC's Giyar Gol is in Tehran.
Many are extremely worried. They are trying to leave. And even today, police says all the entrance of the city is open for people to leave the city if they wish.
The conflict now expected to take center stage at a meeting of Western leaders in Canada, among them President Trump. CBS's Willie James in.
Before he departed for Canada, the president teased that we could potentially see some trade deals announced on the sidelines of the G7 summit.
Police flushed the suspect out of the woods near his home in the murder of a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband. CBS's Lilia Luciano spoke with Vance Belcher's roommate.
He said that he was a born-again Christian. He cared a lot about abortion back in the day when he first became a born-again Christian, but that he didn't talk about it a whole lot.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.